11 years ago, 2013, Cheryl Gauthier was profiled in a 100 Mile Free Press article written by Carol Rooney. She had been encouraging local artists to grow their talents for more than a decade, including Juanita Corbett, who had begun painting in 2004 after she had signed up for one of Rooney's workshops. Corbett had been painting ever since, using mediums of water, color, acrylic, and most recently pastels. Corbett had stated that she was a realist in her work, with photography playing a big role in her paintings. Gauthier, meanwhile, had been teaching classes for both adults and children in Lac La Hache, where she had then resided. 22 years ago, 2002, construction began on the then new recreation center that was located next to the then named 100 Mile Curling Rink, with then CRD Director Al Richmond, then Chair Greg Sen, then 100 Mile House Mayor Donna Barnett and Art Dumerisk, then CRD Director, doing sod turning honors for the 36,000 square foot multi-purpose recreation center. It had been the culmination of a 6-year effort to provide a center which Sen had predicted would provide a vital role in the long-term economic growth of the area. It was stated that construction was set to continue throughout the winter, with it scheduled to open in May 2003. 33 years ago, 1991, Maria Crocker was profiled in a 100 Mile Free Press article written by Indri Odette. She described her birth in Secunderabad, India, located in Hyderabad in the south of the country, as well as her move as a child to southern Ukraine, where Crocker received a teaching certificate. She came to Canada in 1922 and headed west to Saskatchewan, eventually moving to the Fraser Valley after her family could not make ends meet, with the family moving to various different places, going where Maria's husband was soon able to find work. At the time of writing, Crocker had 26 grandchildren as well as 17 great-grandchildren who idolized her. 44 years ago, 1980, the then owner of the coffeehouse restaurant, which had burned down in a fire that occurred on January 15, 1979, was charged with arson and conspiracy to commit arson in connection with that fire. Brazil, Bill Zuzuris, who had then resided in Vancouver, was charged after a 19-month police investigation. 100 Mile House Staff Sergeant Jim Halen stated it had taken a long time because arson cases are the hardest to solve. At the time of the fire, the damage was estimated to be around $200,000. It was the fifth of a series of fires which had begun in October 1978.